You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shemos. We have the beginning of a new book, a new chapter in the annals of Jewish history, where the story of the Jewish people in Egypt as slaves, and we have the story of Hashem's interaction with Moshe Rabbeinu, encouraging him, inspiring him to lead the Jewish people out of slavery. And at the center of this conversation is something which I think is so essential to understand. I think it's the foundation of our relationship with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is told that he's to be the Redeemer. Let's read this together. It's in chapter 3, Parak Gimel, Psukim Yud Gimel, and on. Vayomer Moshe l'Elokim, Hinei Anochi Bo B'nei Yisrael, V'amarti L'hem L'kei V'seichem Shlachani L'eichem, V'amri Ma Shamai. Moshe says, look, you're sending me to redeem the Jewish people. I'm going to come to them and I'm going to say, the God of your forefathers has sent me to you. And they're going to ask me, what's his name? Ma'i Mar Aleim, what will I say to them? It's a very interesting question. That's what they're going to ask. They're deep in slavery. Imagine, Chas v'Shalom, Jewish people in a concentration camp, and someone comes to take them out of the concentration camp and says, God sent me to take you out of here. Do you think that they would ask, what's your name? What's his name? It's kind of funny. It's interesting. You need to understand it. On the simplest level, it means, when a name is representative of, and we'll discuss this further soon, it represents the essence. It represents the way that Hashem interacts with us. Right? Hashem, at his essence, is beyond time. Hashem, at his essence, is beyond space. We can't fathom who Hashem is, who God is, but we do have a certain relationship and an experience of Hashem. And depending on our experience, sometimes God is angry, as it were. Sometimes God is compassionate, as it were. That's how we perceive Him. God, of course, is beyond any of these things because God is infinite and unchanging. But we experience Him in this world where there is time as interacting with us. So what's his name kind of means, how is he manifesting now? Is he a judgmental God in this moment? Is he going to interact with us in that way? Is he going to interact with us through compassion? What is it? So they're going to say, what's his name? And Moshe says, Hashem says to Moshe, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. And this is a divine name, so unless I'm reading a pasuk, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to say it that way. I'm going to say it, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. Which means, I will be that I will be. And it's important to understand, what is this idea of I will be, right? I've heard people quote this and say, I am that I am. That's not the translation. It's not God saying, I am. It's God saying, I will be. So, he's saying, Hashem is saying, I will be, whatever this means, we need to understand it. I will be that I will be. V'yayimer koysamar l'bnei Yisrael, he says, this is what I want you to send. This is what I want you to say to the Jewish people. I was sent by Ehyeh. Okay, so first he says his name is Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. I will be what I will be. And then he says, tell them I will be sent you. Right? So, heads up. This name Ehyeh does not appear, I think, as far as I understand, anywhere else in the entire Torah. It's a name that's used only here. Only in the context of Geula, of redemption, the deeper sources tell us that Hashem is going to use this name again in the future time before Mashiach comes, in the Messianic age, or in the advent to the Messianic age, He's going to use this name again. But somehow the name Ehyeh, I will be, for some reason that's the name that He's to tell them. But that's not all. The pasuk doesn't end there. The pasuk continues, Vayomer Oid Elokim El Moshe. Elokim says furthermore to Moshe, right, Elohim is the name of God's justice, as we'll see. Ko tomar al bnei Yisrael, this is what you should say to the Jewish people. Hashem, yudke vavke, Elohim aviseichem, the God, Elohim, of your forefathers. So yudke vavke, as we'll see, is rachamim, is compassion. Elohim aviseichem, we're back to judgment, the God of your forefathers. Elohim Avram, Elohim Yitzchak, Elohim Yaakov, I'm connected to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shlachani aleichem, that's who sent me to you. Zeh Shemi La'olam, and this is my name forever. Zeh Zichri La'dor Dor. This is how I'm to be mentioned from one generation to another. So it's a very interesting response from Hashem. It's an interesting question that Moshe says, what's your name? What am I to tell them? What's your name? And it's an interesting response. He says, this is my name. What's his name? What was the answer? His name is Ekeh Asher Ekeh. His name is Elikim. His name is Yudkeh Vavkeh. His name is Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. There's a lot of answers here. There's a lot of answers here. So I want to understand, what is the concept of the name Ekeh? I will be. I want to understand, what is the concept of all these different names? What does it mean exactly? What is the teaching? What is the depth? Why is he asking for the name? Why is Hashem saying, this is my name? So the Medrash gives us a depth in this whole conversation and teaches us a few different ideas, which I think if we look at them in a broad way, we can see that they're all kind of the same theme. But still, let's see them together and notice the nuanced differences. God says to Moshe, these are my names. Ekeh Asher Ekeh. Amar Abba Bar Memel, Amar Le'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Shmiat Mavakesh Leida. Do you want to know my name? You want to know how I manifest? You want to understand who I am, as it were? You want to know what I am and how I interact with the world? L'fi Ma'asai Ani Nikra. So my name has to do with what I'm doing, how you experience me, how you experience what I'm doing. Excuse me. Pamim Shani Nikra Bekel Shakai, B'Tzvokos B'Elokim V'Hashem. There's different names for me. There's Kel Shakai. There's Tzvokos, which is a name that's used in Tanakh. There's the name Elokim. There's the name Yudkeh Vavkeh. Shani Donis Habriyos Ani Nikra Elokim. When is the name Elokim used? When I judge. When I interact with the world in a way that seems like I'm judging you. I use the name Elokim. Elokim is, as the Mefarshim say over here, you have the word Elohim used to mean judges. We are to bring our case, if we have an argument between different people, we are to bring our case in front of the judges. Elohim yavod dvar shneim. The word Elohim and Elokim means either judges or Hashem when he's being in a state of judgment, when he's interacting with us in a state that indicates he's judging us. That's the name Elokim. The word Tzvokos, Hashem Elokim Tzvokos, right? Elokim Tzvokos, the God of the hosts, Lord of hosts. So that indicates that Hashem is involved in a battle. The Jewish people are fighting their enemies. In the war with Hamas, Hashem manifested as Tzvokos, the Lord of the hosts. And the word Tzvokos, a tzava is an army, right? Right? So Hashem is manifesting through his armies. It could be legions of angels, it could be legions of Jews. When I'm interacting with the world and not holding people per se accountable for their sins at this moment, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for them to do tshuva. I'm waiting. Sometimes Hashem waits for the sa'a to be full, for a certain amount of destruction to have been caused before he unleashes the results of it. Kel Shakai. That's Hashem saying, I'm holding back. I'm withholding my justice. The name Yudkeh Vavkeh is used when I have compassion on the world. How do I know that? Hashem's name, Yudkeh Vavkeh, is used when Hashem is compassionate. Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. The name Yudkeh Vavkeh used twice. And interesting, it's important to point out, Chazal say we're supposed to emulate Hashem. Not in any of the other midas. It doesn't say that we're supposed to judge people. But it does say that we're supposed to emulate Hashem. Mahu rachum afata rachum. Just like Hashem is compassionate, so too should you be compassionate. Mahu chanun afata chanun. Just like Hashem is gracious, you should also be gracious. And I want to just notice the word chanun. What is the concept of chanun? What is gracious? What does that mean that God is gracious? So rachamim, a person has compassion. You know, you feel bad for somebody. You help them out. They're down and out. You help them out. You give them a loan or you give them some money. That's compassion. Chanun is deeper. It's gracious. The word chanina in modern Hebrew means a pardon, right? The person is in jail. They don't deserve to be pardoned. They deserve to be in jail for 20 years, the rest of their life. They receive a chanina, a pardon. And that chanina means that they don't deserve to be out, but they're let out. And Hashem does that with us all the time. Hashem says, you don't really deserve to be pardoned. You deserve to see the results of your negative deeds, but I'm going to let you off the hook. Right? That's not rachamim. That's not compassion. That's grace. And so Hashem is gracious. And we're to be gracious as well. Someone's done something wrong to us. Let it go. Let it go. Bottom line here. Hashem has different ways of interacting with us. Sometimes it's through the name of Elohim, judgment. Sometimes it's through the name Kel Shakai. He withholds his judgment. Sometimes it's just free pass. Sometimes it's compassion. Vejer says, when Hashem says that I will be what I will be, what he's really saying is, I will manifest in different occasions, in different ways. Sometimes it's going to be this way, sometimes it's going to be that way, and I'll point out that when Hashem was going to bring the plagues upon Egypt, right? So he's actually manifesting in two ways simultaneously. Right, he's bringing judgments upon the Egyptians. They've wronged the Jewish people. They've made them slaves. They never paid for their work. Right, so Hashem is bringing about justice upon the Egyptians, and in the very same plague, justice for them, and rachmanus, compassion for the Jewish people, releasing them from bondage. There's a light. Where the Egyptians have darkness, the Jewish people have light. So Hashem can manifest with each of these different aspects, even at the same time. It's important to know that. So the Medrash is understanding that that's what Hashem means when he says, I will be what I will be, that I'm going to interact with you in different ways. My name changes. And that, by the way, really helps us understand why the Pasuk says all these different names. It says, I will be what I will be. And then it says, I will be. And then it says, Yudke Vavke, and it says Elohim, and it says the God of your forefathers. Which I think is a reference to the name Kel Shakai, because it says, I appeared, as we see in next week's Parsha. Hashem says, I appeared to your forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with the name Kel Shakai. So we have all these different names that Hashem is using, and really Hashem is saying, I manifest in many ways. Understand that I manifest in many ways. And it's important because, you know, we live in a world where we see darkness. We see death and we see destruction. And we also live in a world where we see life and we see goodness and we see kindness and we see parnasa and livelihood and we see happiness and we see simchas. We see joyous occasions and we see also sad occasions. So like, we need to know, and that's the foundation of Yiddishkeit, I would say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Everything is from God. It's all encompassing. Hashem is all encompassing. God is beyond everything. That's really denoted in the name, I will be. It's almost like Hashem is saying, you will see, in the end, you will see that all of these things are part of the way that I manifest. It's all unified in me. And especially when do we see that? When we come to the end of a story, when we come to the completion, the Jewish people are downtrodden. The Jewish people are under the boot of the Egyptians. But ultimately they are redeemed. And then in the end we see it's only Niskala Milsalam Afrei. It only becomes apparent at the end what was going on all throughout. That's I will be. It's the name of redemption. You can see that everything was him. Rabbi Yitzchak Goymer. Yisrael says, "Amar leHakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Amar leHem, Ani Shayisi, Vani Hu Achshav, Vani Hu LaAsel Lovei, LaKach Ksivei Shalish Pa'amim." He says an interesting thing. The name is "I Will Be," but it says it three times. It says it three times: "I will be, I will be, I will be," because there are three different times. There is the past, the present, and the future. And perhaps we could say, you will see in the end that I will be, it will become apparent that I was here from the beginning, the middle, and the end. Perhaps that's the pshat. But it indicates these three, the three times that this name Eke has mentioned, is to teach that Hashem was, He is, and He will be. And it's interesting to note and to point out, the Meforshim explain this and point this out, the Rabbeinu Bachai points it out, that the name Ekya, the last two letters of that name, this is the highest name. This name of I will be is very high. It's beyond anything that we can conceive or understand, because maybe one day we'll understand it. That's kind of the point. But Hashem is beyond anything, beyond time, higher than anything. The last two letters of the name are Yud and a Hey. The first two letters of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei are a Yud and a Hey. It's the same two letters. It's the same two letters. Yud Kei Vav Kei means Hashem was, He is, and He will be. Hashem is beyond time, but He's also within time. Yud Kei Vav Kei represents the fact that Hashem is within time. And the name Ekye represents the fact that Hashem is beyond time. So it's a higher name, the second half of which contains the beginning of the next name of Hashem that we relate to.
Davar acher, Eya asher, Eya, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Avinu, b'shem Rav Huna, de Zipor, and Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-Moshe.
Now this is a more famous concept of what this name means, I will be what I will be. This is Rashi brings this. Amar lehem, Shivut zeh, Eya imam. What does it mean, I will be that I will be? I will be with them in this challenge, in this difficulty. And I'm going to translate it this way again. Perhaps the pshat is, they will see in the end that I am with them, was with them, have been with them throughout. And I will also be with them. There's going to be other exiles. There's going to be other times where the Jewish people are enslaved. It'll be the Babylonian exile. It'll be a Roman exile. It'll be a Greek exile. There'll be a Yishmaeli exile. And we'll be under the boot many times, but I will always be with them. I will always be with them. I will be, and I will be. I will be with them now, I'll be with them in the future. Interestingly, says to Hashem, should I really tell them about what's going to be in the future, the problems they're going to have in the future? They're in the middle of their own problems right now. I'm going to tell them about future problems? Let me just tell them about the current issue, that Hashem, you are with them now, with them in this challenge. Amar lo lav. So Hashem responds and says, you're right, don't say that. Don't talk about a future problem. This is what you should say to Jewish people. I will be with them in this problem is the one who sent you to them. I'll let you know. You can understand, and obviously we, the reader of the Torah, who live in our current time, can understand. But Hashem says, I'm letting you know about the future times. I'm going to be with them. But you don't have to tell them about those future problems. A similar idea. They're involved with brick and mortar. They're involved in building the pyramids. They're involved in slavery, difficult back-breaking slavery. And they're going to be involved in that kind of slavery in the future. There'll be other times where they're involved in that. The Chemi Daniel, and as I saw, it says Ubil Veinim, which means with bricks. And it says Lachen Emor Livnei Yisrael, which means to the children of Israel. But Livnei can also mean bricks. So there's going to be bricks now, and there's going to be bricks later. Chemi Daniel, Avani Daniel, Niyesi v'Nechlesi. Pasuk says in Daniel, uses a lashon of, which is similar to, I will be, Eyeh, Nehiyesi, I was, v'Nechlesi, I became troubled. So the word, I will be, can also be read as troubles. So it's indicative of the fact that Hashem will be with us in our troubles in the future as well. Amar lefanav akach, amar lahem, similar thing, amar lai lav, aliyah shlachani aleichem. Tell them, don't tell them about the future troubles. Again, just tell them that I'm with them here in this current difficulty. Amar b'yechanan. B'yechanan says another interesting idea of what it can mean. That there is two different ways that Hashem interacts with the world. Sometimes, there's Hashem says, I will be, and sometimes Hashem says, that I will be. When is it that we apply the concept of I will be that I will be, which indicates that there's kind of a more individualistic approach. Depending on who the person is, depending on how they behave, that's how Hashem interacts with them. I'll be whatever I'll be. Right? As we said before, Hashem sometimes interacts this way, sometimes interacts that way. What determines that? Why does Hashem sometimes act in a way that seems like judgment? Why does Hashem sometimes interact with us in a way that seems like compassion? Well, it depends on us. It depends on how we behave. If we're doing what's right, so Hashem interacts with us, mida k'neged mida. Hashem is tzilcha yad minecha. He's like the shadow by our right hand. Right? So when it comes to individuals, so Hashem says, or in the way the Midrash explains it and understands it, another different aspect, that Hashem says, it will depend on you as an individual, whether or not you accept me to be your God, whether you receive my light, whether you become a spiritual person. That's up to you as an individual. But what about the world at large? Or what about the Jewish people generally? Does Hashem allow the world to continue in an atheistic way, disconnected from Him? Or does Hashem at some point force things so that everyone is forced under His kingship? So Midrash says like this, when it comes to individuals, when it comes to Yechidim, yes, a Yachid, an individual, can have a situation where God doesn't force him. Sometimes when it comes, or it will be, when Mashiach comes, because we're talking about I will be, Hashem will force His hand, and He will rule over the world in a way which is tough, which is breaking teeth. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Chayeninu Hashem Elokim. Im lo biyad chazaka v'zori netuyo v'chem ha'shvucha im loich aleichem. Pasuk says in Yechezkel, chapter 20, verse 33, Hashem promises there will be an occasion where, I don't know if it's for sure going to happen this way, but it may happen that I'll have to rule over the world or over the Jewish people in a way that is angry. Hashem will appear in anger in order to take back His people, so to speak, to take us out of the idolatry, the idol of consumerism, or the idol of believing that I'm the one who's doing everything, the keichi v'yitzim yadi of myself, or the atheism, whatever it is. I'm going to rule over you, and it may be with an outstretched hand and with anger, outpouring of anger. I believe this is a pasuk that we quote, or something similar in the Haggadah. Davar acher, davar Rav Ananiel bar Reb Sosson, listen to his amazing name. Another pshat, Reb Ananiel, which means God answered me, the son of Reb Sosson. Sosson means joy. That's his name. God answered me, so I'm with joy. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, another aspect which is similar to the first aspect, but also it's another way of thinking about it and understanding it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'kshani Mevakesh, Hashem says, look, I have different ways of interacting with the world. Sometimes Hashem interacts directly with the world and with an individual. And sometimes Hashem sends malachim, He sends angels or intermediaries. When I want to, if I want to, I can have an angel who is a huge spiritual being that extends all the way from the heavens down to the earth, reaches down His hand, and touches the land all the way from the heavens. Shenemar, Pasuk says, also in Yechezkel, that there was some kind of image of a hand that was sent down and grabbed him by the tzitzis of his head. I don't know what that means exactly, tzitzis of the head. But the point is that Hashem can send a malach all the way from Shemaim, stretching all the way from heavens down to earth. Sometimes I want there were three angels that He appointed. He sent them down to Avram Avinu to tell him about the fact that he's going to have a baby and to destroy Sodom. And they appeared as three men sitting under a tree. Shenemar, Yishanu tachas ha'etz. Pasuk says, they were instructed by Avram to relax and lean, or to relax under the tree. So Hashem can bring the manifestation of His will in different ways. Sometimes through an angel, sometimes through angels that look like people. Shani mevakish kvodim alei kol ha'olam. When I want to, Hashem says, I can have my honor for the entire world. The whole world can have an awesome recognition of me. There can be just this amazing sense that I'm there. Shenemar haleisa shomem sa'arz ani malei, nu'um Hashem. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, chapter 23, verse 24, it says, behold, the heavens and the earth, I fill them, says Hashem. U'kishabikashti dibarti im iyuv min ha'sa'ara. And sometimes I communicate, from amidst the storm cloud. Shenemar vayayan Hashem es iyuv min ha'sa'ara. Job, Iov was communicated to by Hashem from a stormy cloud through his difficulties, right? Iov is the classic person who had incredible troubles. But Hashem sometimes speaks to us through the troubles. And when I want to, I can speak to you from inside of the thorn bush, right? And the thorn bush is also indicative of and representative of the challenges and the difficulties that the Jewish people are enduring. Hashem says, you know, and this is kind of a deeper understanding of what we said at the beginning. We said Hashem sometimes appears in judgment, and sometimes Hashem appears in compassion. That sounds a little bit impersonal, right? Especially the concept of judgment. But what's happening here is that the measure seems to be saying, as I understand it, that I am communicating with you. I am interacting with you, Hashem is saying. I am coming to you and I'm saying, here I am. I'm waking you up. Here's God. And sometimes that can be like a miraculous thing, like Hashem sticks out his hand from heaven to earth and you feel like lifted up. And sometimes it's, wow, the entire world is lit up with Hashem's light. And sometimes Hashem speaks to us from our challenges. Sometimes Hashem speaks to us from the storm cloud. Sometimes Hashem speaks to us from inside of the thorn bush. From the Sna, and Hashem gives us the Torah there at Har Sinai, which is the place of Sinai, is the same as the word Sna. That's where Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was at Har Sinai. Right? The Torah is given to us in that difficult place. So Hashem is saying, in essence, I want you to understand what your relationship looks like with me. This is what redemption looks like. Redemption really is about establishing relationship with Hashem, taking us out of Egypt, giving us the Torah. This is what our relationship looks like. Sometimes it looks like, wow, the world is amazing. Wow, Hashem is so kind. And sometimes it looks like it's so challenging and difficult, but I know that Hashem is here in this with me. It's amazing. So it comes out, the bottom line of what we're saying here is, Hashem is saying, I will be that I will be. Hashem is saying, I will manifest to you. We're establishing a relationship. Understand that our relationship will take many forms. Understand that you're going to experience me in ways that sometimes are comfortable and sometimes that are uncomfortable. But understand that all of these are me. All of these are a manifestation of my will. All of these are a manifestation somehow of my light. Sometimes the light is open and revealed light. Sometimes the light is hidden within darkness. But no matter what, understand that this is my light. I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to be able to have the vision of who He will be. Hashem should help us to be able to understand, and we will get to that space where we'll be able to see it after the fact, the hindsight. Hashem should help us to be able to understand that now, to have that vision, to have that all-encompassing, broad type of understanding that He is there with us. He's there with us and He is manifesting, sometimes in the difficulties, sometimes in the good times, but it's all Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.